Proclamation number 3160, dated the June 17th, 1944. Blessing of exchanging ideas. The exchange of spiritual thoughts will always benefit the striving for truth, for only those who genuinely desire the latter will entertain such an exchange of ideas, and thus will also be supported and advised by the spiritual forces which are mediators of mental knowledge that corresponds to truth. And these forces will always and forever support the human being. They increase his knowledge and motivate his will to make use of this knowledge, which always signifies spiritual progress. The beings of light also bring spiritual aspirants together to provide them with the opportunity to exchange ideas. And questions as well as answers will be posed and offered at the behest of these beings of light, which participate in people's trains of thought and raise the subject which people consider important to know. Beings of light particularly gladly look after those people who listen to their whisperings, that is, those who themselves enjoy such conversations which are of spiritual origin, for then they will be able to give them unlimited information. They will be able to instruct in the form of a dialogue, the contents of which is always adapted to the human being's state of maturity. And the involved parties will always derive benefit for their souls from this. For every gift offered to people by the beings of light is an illumination of strength from God, which is to have a constructive and knowledge-increasing effect. The beings of light will always be people's advisors as long as they merely desire the pure truth, and their correct attitude towards God motivates their spiritual conversations. A higher degree of maturity has to be the inevitable result. For once the mental knowledge has been accepted, it will also stimulate the person to use it for himself or for his fellow human being, and both mean spiritual progress. Spiritual conversations should therefore frequently take place. They are, after all, not the mental results of the individual person but transfers of strength from the spiritual kingdom, which will always result in an increase of spiritual substance, for anything that comes from the spiritual kingdom directly enters the human soul and increases its spiritual substance. Thus it is an influx of strength which must lead to the human being's higher development. The exchange of ideas is also a form of instruction from the spiritual kingdom, but it is not always appreciated as such, since the human being does not always recognize the origin of the thoughts which are spoken, even though he ought to realize that people are always surrounded by beings of light as soon as a spiritual question is being discussed, provided that people have the serious intention to reach God and make every effort to recognize him. To those he sends his messengers, they bring light on his instructions to all those who pose questions to God or to each other. For every exchange of thoughts is a matter of question and answer which, depending on the desire for truth, will also be truthful, yet only be recognized as truth if prior to such exchange of thoughts the human beings appeals in heartfelt prayer for God to enlighten his spirit. Amen.